You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time right now for another edition of Your Health with Dr. Eric Grigsby from NeuroVision joining us right now. Good morning and welcome back into the show.
Hey, Barry, good morning. How's things with you on Monday?
Well, you know, we decided it's a positivity day. We're finding lots of things to be positive about this morning. How
yes.
about you?
Well, I agree with you. What a weekend. I was out on the water again, down on the Napa River, and the talk of the town, our local sea lion, apparently has hit for deeper water, so I didn't see him all weekend.
All right, so let's get into our show for today, and we're going to talk a little bit about N3 labs and COVID testing. I had Dr. Relucio on earlier. We talked a little bit about the shift in who's doing the state-level testing and whether there is a reduced demand because what factors are causing a reduced demand. Regardless of any of that, there are still people who need to be getting tested frequently for work-related reasons and so on. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what you're doing there with N3 Labs and how that all got started.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for asking. Our practice here in Napa has been a medical practice for many years called Napa Pain Institute. But out of that arose a clinical laboratory that we've started many years ago. And, of course, this year, the most important thing we've done is COVID testing. And for the period of, Thanksgiving through Christmas, there was tremendous demand, as you know. And overall, nationwide demand is down now about 25 or 28%, and for many, many good reasons. And that is that a lot of people have been vaccinated. The number of cases is down, but we don't want to be complacent. And there's still a lot of utility for COVID testing. And I just want to make sure that people know that it's available and it's still wise if you haven't been vaccinated and you're in a work setting or a group living environment, that you should consider being tested on a pretty regular basis. We still have a lot of businesses that test our employees who haven't made it through the, through the testing, the vaccination priority list yet. We still test them every week or every other week. And it's just, I don't want us to get complacent. It's just another good way to make sure and be aware and stay safe and make sure that you don't have the virus in a way that you can pass on to other people.
How does one go about getting that test? Is it website-based, phone-based? What are the costs involved and so on?
Well, it's a good, also good questions. So the way to get signed up for a test is to go to the testing website. And again, we've been working with Dr. Relucio and the county and CORE. We've provided many thousands of tests since July through off-site projects. We actually had our Roca Family Vineyards tasting room parking lot as one of the busiest sites in town for many months last fall and winter. But now we've centralized it to the lab office, which is on Valley Verde Drive. And the way to sign up for an appointment is simply go to napacovid.com. It's napacovid.com. And sign up for an appointment. Or there's a phone number, of course, which is 690-9670. It's 690-9670.
Very good. And does health insurance cover that cost?
They do. Health insurance and Medicare cover the cost of testing. And we have a mechanism on the website that if you're in the Napa Valley grape growing, winemaking, or hospitality industry and you don't have health insurance, we have a mechanism to get you the test at no cost. So don't be bashful and don't worry about not having resources. The main point of this COVID testing is to make sure that our community is safe and we keep the numbers headed south. So even if you don't have insurance, look on the website, napacovid.com. And if you do have insurance, you can be sure that there'll be essentially no cost to you or none at all.
What's the turnaround time on a test these days?
Well, we have our tests. If you get the swab test done before noon, we usually have the result back to you that evening. And the next day, at the latest, we can just about guarantee 24-hour turnaround. And for people that have travel needs, we have one particular machine that can turn the test around in about 45 minutes.
So, oh, wow.
So for a little extra, and this is a PCR test, you know, the full-on RNA test, you know, that's the gold standard. We have one machine that can turn it around in about 45 minutes. So we have a lot of business customers who we have to charge them a little extra money because we have to pull a person off of the main lab production line, you know, to go do that test. But if somebody has travel needs or just has to have a test within a couple of hours, you know, we can do that too.
I was going to ask about that because I know a lot of the airlines are requiring that testing. And where can you go to ensure that you get it before your flight? Because I think it's like 72 hours prior.
Yeah.
So that's good to know.
Yeah. Well, we guarantee it. We have a 24-hour guaranteed test, and then we have a 3-hour guaranteed test too. Like I say, we have to charge a little extra administrative fee for that just because it takes extra staff time. But we can definitely accommodate that kind of business or travel customer.
Do you know how that actually works? Like, do you print out the certificate and someone will just take it and show proof to the airlines, or do they require something different?
Well, every airline's a little different, but what we give, so I would check with your specific airline. Mm-hmm. I spend a fair amount of time in Hawaii. And so Hawaii is, they have a series of so-called trusted partners that they've used up until now, but they're about to phase out that program.
Oh.
But every airline is different. But what when you sign up for the test on our website or physically at our office on Valley Verde Drive, you'll give us your email and we'll, you know, within, you know, hours, or the next day, if you have the 24-hour deal, we just email you a certificate which you can print out or show digitally to the airline.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you do the antibody testing in your facility?
Well, that's a good question. Another good question.
We got them all.
You guys should strongly consider being in the radio energy business. Yeah, good question. the serology testing, we also have available. We have the best system in the industry, which is made by the company called Roche, R-O-C-H-E, which is, has the finest lab equipment in this particular area. I'm sure some of the other lab companies will want to quibble with me on that, but it's a very, very good system. And serology test is a test for the antibodies that an individual might have made if they have had the virus, had an infection, or should have made if they had the vaccine. So one of the ways to test the success of the vaccine is to do a little blood draw and see if you have developed antibodies. And we're doing a lot of that work these days because people are curious, like, okay, I got the vaccine, but I just want to have some confidence that it's working. Mm-hmm.
We want Barry to get it done because we think he may have had it last year.
I'm one of those people. I had it last December, I think.
Well, it's possible. Mm-hmm. And there are two tests that can tell you if that's the truth or not. The simplest one is the so-called serology test, and we're just about to implement another test. We don't have up and running yet, but for the lab testing geeks in your audience and for people with a strong science background, there's a way we can actually test. There's a lab test that's available to determine if your immune cells, your white cells, your so-called T cells, if those cells have been activated in such a way that they'll provide immunity along with the antibodies. So that may be a little more than our average listener wants to hear, but we can tell if you've had the virus and if your vaccine is working. That's the bottom line.
So can I ask you a question about the vaccine and the reactions that people have been having? Because my parents both got the vaccine this weekend, and they got the Moderna shots. I literally cannot say it. but I know that there is a little bit of a difference between Pfizer, whatever. They all have whatever they have. So when people are saying that sometimes when they get the second shot, they have a little bit more reaction. Maybe they have a headache or they're tired or fatigued or flu-like symptoms. My mom did some reading this weekend, and I was curious what she was saying. Can you tell me what happens? Because she stated maybe after the first shot, you know, your cells become more open to it. So that when you get the second one, I don't know. Just explain to me, because I can't explain it myself.
Well, I think as usual, mom has it right.
Oh, all right.
So the short story, without diving too much into the immunology of it, the short story is that your immune system, and we'll think of that as your circulating white blood cells, you know, to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. When they see a problem in your body, you know, like a virus or some kind of a foreign, you know, critter.
Right.
Then they get excited. They start to do things that get ready for that thing, you know, in case it shows up again. So they change a little bit. They make some antibodies, which are circulating little proteins that kind of are surveillance, chemicals. Mm-hmm. And so so after the first dose, your immune system is on the lookout.
Ready. Yeah.
And then when the second dose comes, the immune system says, okay, guys, let's get busy.
Okay.
And so that business translates into
sometimes symptoms,
fever, some soreness at the site, and you know, just feeling like you have a little bit of a virus for a day. That's really what that's all about.
We have a good friend that got vaccinated a few months ago, I want to say, out at Travis Air Force Base. He works there, and he was circulating, you know, drink lots of water. We've seen people that have had lots of water. They've done better with that second shot. And so my husband told a bunch of people when they got their second shot, really hydrate. Mm-hmm. And the ones that did hydrate, they seemed to kind of fare better. Not that there was any really bad reactions at all. It was maybe some grumpiness, tiredness, very, very mild symptoms.
Well, I think hydration is a good plan. Yeah. but I don't know. I don't have any knowledge, you know, whether really scientifically it'll be helpful. But it's important to know that, you know, there's a little bit of resistance out in the community sometimes to getting the vaccination. And I just want to be clear that these symptoms generally, you know, are described as, you know, get feverish and feel like you kind of have a little bit of a virus, but it's super short duration. It lasts for a day, and then it seems to just kind of disappear. And so it's and it doesn't happen for everybody.
Right.
It seems to happen a little more with the Moderna vaccine, but that's just my observation. I can't say for sure that that's been studied in detail, but whatever it is, it's no reason not to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that everybody go ahead and get the vaccine, hydrate well before your second dose, and take a little Tylenol if you need to, and kick back for a minute if you feel a little feverish, but it'll go away, and then you'll be well protected for the future.
And it is very important, if you get that first dose, to get your second dose.
Well, it is important. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the efficacy, the helpfulness of just a single dose of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. But we know the study was done that proved the usefulness of both Pfizer and Moderna. It was done with two doses. So we have the best data on two doses. Mm-hmm. And that's, for now, that's important. The reason people are investigating the single dose is simply because the vaccine supply is lower than we want. So people are saying, well, you know, maybe one would do after all. And one is definitely better than none.
Right.
But two is best.
Okay.
So what about the variants? We hear about the South Africa, the UK, the Brazil variant. California has its own variant.
Yeah.
Will your testing, first of all, catch all of those? And secondly, what do you know about the vaccines being effective against all those variants and other ones that are yet to come?
Yeah. Well, so it's a good question. So far as we know, our lab test, the specific test we use for the so-called PCR test, will pick up patients with the UK and the South African variant. The others are not clear yet, and variant just means a change in some part of the of the virus, you know, and that's just a natural process of the virus reproducing itself trillions and trillions of times in people all across the world. You know, it's just going to change a little bit. And some of those changes make it more aggressive, and some of those changes make it less aggressive. Of course, we're only concerned about the ones that make it, you know, more transmissible and maybe make the symptoms worse, right? And so we don't know for sure. But the I don't know if people really know, if your readers or listeners really know, like what that sort of a mutation is. And I thought about a way to try to describe it, but it's like facial recognition in a way. Let's think about that. Like when your phone looks at you, it looks at your nose and your eyes and your cheekbones and your mouth, let's say those four things, and it says, yep, that's Dr. Grigsby. And but if I put on a pair of Groucho Marx glasses, then it looks at me and it says, well, cheekbones are good, mouth is good, nose is good, but glasses say it's not Dr. Grigsby. Well, if the antibodies and the test is made to see the real Dr. Grigsby, and I put on the Groucho Marx glasses and it doesn't see me. And so you could think of the Groucho Marx glasses as like a mutation, you know. Mm-hmm. So the virus is a little different, and it's simply not recognized by the test or by the antibodies you may have in your body. And that's why people are a little worried about it. But in the long run, the solution to that is to stop the virus from making more of itself, which means just stop people from getting an infection. And the way to do that is simply through vaccination and continuing to wear a mask and social distancing. Yeah.
And I believe I've read that the vaccine makers and the researchers are, you know, chasing after all the variants, and they're talking about possible booster shots and so on. So it's not like they're just going to stop and say, oh, well, we've done our work.
Well, that's right. And the magic of this last year that's been lost in, you know, a lot of the, you know, difficulties, we'll say, both on a personal, medical, and political level, what's lost is the unbelievable accomplishment of producing this vaccine, particularly this mRNA strategy, this brand new strategy. And the good news about that, which is the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, the good news about those guys is that they can make this RNA vaccine quickly to account for just about any mutation that we begin to see in the community. It'll take a little bit. It can't be done in a day, but we're going to be fine. But the trick for now is get the vaccine, stay away from each other for a little while longer, and wear a mask when you're around other people. Mm.
Well, great note to wrap up on. There's an excellent article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend on just what you were talking about, this phenomenal scientific achievement. I recommend everybody check that out.
Yep.
You have been listening to Your Health with Dr. Eric Grigsby, brought to you by Neurovations, a patient care and innovations company providing the best care for every patient every day. That phone number we mentioned earlier for the clinic and finding out about testing and so forth, 690-9670. Dr. Grigsby, thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. Good to talk to you both. Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.